You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined by old mate Patrick from Soft Bait. How are we doing this morning, Patrick?
Morena, doing great there, mate.
Nice.
It's beautiful here in Tamaki.
Yeah, yeah, so I hear. Are you in a good position for the sun? Do you get a lot of sun at your house?
Afternoon, more so afternoon, but I'm looking at it right now and it looks gorgeous out there.
Hell yeah, that's what we like to hear. We're here to talk about your new single from Soft Bait, No Bad Days. Is there any day of the week that you consider an inherently bad day, aside from Monday?
aside from Monday, Wednesday, hump day.
It's
the hardest day of your work week.
I agree. Yeah. I have a bit of a weird... I think Sunday is also not a great day because it's like... Yeah. I don't know. You can't do anything on Sunday.
Yeah.
It sucks. Yeah. the single art has a... For No Bad Days, has a little medieval cartoon person with a snake wrapped around their stomach. And the background texture is that weird, almost like TV static-looking print that you can find on like old office stationery and on old board games. What is that crinkly static pattern called? You're the graphic designer, so I'm sure.
I just call it noise.
Noise. Nice.
Noise. Yeah. Kind of like bringing those sort of two worlds together. The original drawing is from Josh, our singer. He drew that little medieval guy, and then I played with it a lot to bring it into sort of a bit more of a modern context. Sort of played with the color and other things.
I've noticed that you've used that noise texture before on the single cover art for Big as well. I think it's a quintessentially kind of old Kiwi looking print. You know, I've seen it on old board game covers and whatnot. So that was a very big old throwback, that design.
Yeah, you like that and reference that.
Oh my goodness, what else are we going to be talking about here? Yes, the song is about mundanity of life. Is the song about the mundanity of life and how we're kind of coerced into being happy under certain capitalist systems?
Yeah, I guess the whole idea is like, if all your days were happy, then there would be no room for anything else and they'd just be mundane. And so having ups and downs in your life actually gives you the opportunity to have good moments, you know?
For sure.
Yeah, that's the sort of the premise behind the song.
Mm-hmm. And to kind of strengthen that message in the music video, takes place within an absurd sitcom. Do you have a favorite sitcom that you're watching right at the moment?
I actually don't. I haven't been watching any sitcoms at the moment.
True.
Referencing the sitcom and sort of the idea that like at the end of every sitcom, everything by the next episode goes back to the start again. And, like, happened, you know?
Yeah.
So we're kind of like that as the sort of original.
We're getting a little bit of clipping from your Zoom mic, unfortunately. Is there anything barricading the Zoom mic?
Laptop.
True. Laptops can be finicky things, especially laptop microphones. I found that they're never that great.
Sorry about that.
No, that is all good, mate. Yeah. That is all good. So the video has everyone in different coloured paint. So they look very surreal, and they almost look like PS2 Sims-like. Yeah. Do the color choices for the bandmates have any symbolism?
It's kind of referencing like early 90s cartoons. So like Courage the Cowardly Dog or like any of those sort of like early cartoons that they're all just like a color to just sort of like remove ourselves from being just us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in terms of each person, no, we're just
there we go. Sorry, the mic is being a little bit finicky this morning.
I'm so sorry, mate.
That is all good. These things happen.
Yeah, basically, sports team. They brought this idea towards us, and they gave us our color. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's great. Did it take very long to put all that paint on? It seemed like that was quite. It seemed like it was laid on very thick.
Yeah, it did take a while. It was a full commitment. Day, I'd say getting on was easier than taking it off.
It always is. It always is. Yeah. It's been about a year and a half since your last album, Plot Points, came out. Is this new single, No Bad Days, the sign of more to come?
It absolutely is. We just last week spent 4 days in the studio with Dee, who recorded this single, and we finished tracking our next album. So
beautiful.
We have a whole bunch of new songs that we're excited to now mix and get ready to put out to the world. We don't have a date on it yet. We want to sort of take our time and actually give it the justice that it deserves, but sure, we're super excited. Yeah, we had a big deep dive. 4 days we were in the studio, 9 till 10, 11 at night for four days straight, and it became a bit delirious, but we got it done. It was awesome.
I'm not surprised. That would do anyone in, I think. My goodness, my goodness. Well, that's just great. And, you know, you are taking your time, but you're also getting out there into the local scene, and you're playing a gig pretty soon to celebrate the release of the song, correct?
Yeah, just up in Tamaki. Unfortunately, we haven't made getting down to Dunedin on the cards yet, but hopefully towards the end of the year we'll have that one sussed. But yeah, excited to celebrate the song with the show and also play some of our new songs that we've been working on as well.
Mean. I'm very glad to hear it. Can you give us any sort of indication of when you might come down to Otipoti at the very end of the year?
No surprise. I can't be held to.
I won't hold your ransom.
Yeah, we definitely want to get there before the end of the year, for sure.
For sure. I think I saw you play a couple of years ago down here, and I mean, it fits in, your vibe fits in perfectly with the kind of raucous, and, heavy stuff down here.
You might not know this, but 3 out of 4 of us grew up down there. So.
Oh, true!
Yeah, we need to come back.
Yeah, for sure. What inspired the move to Tamaki? Was it just jobs?
I studied in Wellington, then I moved overseas, and then coming back from overseas, I just had a good friend group up here. So Josh and Cam both grew up down in Dunedin as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
It seems a lot to be the case for some of the more popular bands up around the country. They tend to migrate from Dunedin and cross-pollinate into the bigger urban areas, which is awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Patrick. It was great speaking with you.
Yeah, all good. Thanks for the chat.
No, thank you very much.
The single.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. I can't wait to give it to all the people. Alrighty. Take care, man.
Kakite.
Alrighty, that was Patrick Heckley from Softbait speaking on the band's latest single, No Bad Days, which we are going to play for you right now. It's 10:13 on the Late Breakfast program. Here's Softbait, No Bad Days, Kakite. See you soon.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.